Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 4th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:31. I'm Brent Allen. A bit cooler this morning. Look for partly cloudy skies later on. We are currently sitting at 45 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Hard work by the Santa Rosa police paid off on Tuesday with multiple arrests for identity theft, drugs, and weapons violations. After an extensive investigation, police arrested 34-year-old Windsor resident Michael Stromberg on 35 felony violations for ID theft and fraudulent activities. They then proceeded to Country Manor Way in Windsor, or after announcing their presence, forced open the front door to the home. Inside was 38-year-old Tammy Alexander and two minor children. In the garage was 43-year-old Seth Bulkey. Police found drugs, weapons, and gun manufacturing equipment. This led to a search of a storage unit in Windsor that yielded more weapons. All three were arrested on multiple felony charges.
It's stainless steel, and it's, it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people.
That is a bridge worker speaking about the suicide barrier netting on the Golden Gate Bridge that is now complete after a 10-year ordeal. Originally approved in 2014 at a cost of $76 million, construction costs soared to $224 million, with the contractors involved even filing lawsuits claiming their expenses went $200 million above that. Nearly 2,000 people have jumped from the bridge since 1937, but the barrier seems to work, as last year only 14 fell, down from an average of 30 per year. The netting is hung 20 feet below the bridge and is not visible to drivers. The Santa Rosa Police Department was able to collect more than 300 toys during the holiday season to benefit the United Women's Group. The toys will be distributed at multiple resource fairs in Roseland through the early part of the year. The Santa Rosa Police Department would like to thank everyone for their generosity in coming together to benefit our community. The Santa Rosa Code Enforcement Officer accused of elder abuse will stand trial for her crimes starting May 3rd. Kelly Abadara is charged with one count each of theft from an elder and attempted theft from an elder when she attempted to convince a couple to sell their house to a former boyfriend. A Nevada judge was attacked in court by a defendant who vaulted over the bench and sparked a bloody brawl with court officials and attorneys as he was about to be sentenced to prison in a felony battery case. The violent scene was captured Wednesday by courtroom video in Las Vegas. Court officials said the judge has unspecified injuries but was not hospitalized. The list of the best on-time airlines for 2023 has been released. And if you really want to make sure you get to your destination on time, you should book with Delta Airlines. It took the top spot once again with a greater than 84% on-time performance. Alaska was second, American third, followed by United and Southwest. As for on-time performance by airports, the only California airport to make the list was San Diego at number 9. Minneapolis-St. Paul came in as the best on-time airport in the country. Well, it is now 8:34 at KZST. Time to check in on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning and welcome to CHP Officer Shane Young. How's our traffic looking, Shane?
Good morning. Traffic is looking good in all directions. We have no incidents or anything to report. I hope everyone has a safe commute today. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
See your home with a brand new look. Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. Your home never had it so good.
New year? How about a new look for your home? Hi, it's Anthony with Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. We'll make it easy and affordable for you to redecorate during our gigantic January sales event. Come in today and save up to 35% on quality furniture for every room. From sofas to dining to bedroom and everything in between. You'll save up to 35%. Plus, Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot will give you an additional 5% off if you pay with cash or check. Or take advantage of interest-free financing. Look for red tag clearance items marked way down and save up to 70%. Ring in the new year in style with beautiful new furniture from Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. We're making it easy and affordable during our gigantic January sales event going on now through the end of the month at the corner of 4th and Wilson in Santa Rosa's historic Railroad Square.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the website. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, the Warriors are home against the Nuggets tonight. And today, the PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions tees off at Kapalua on Maui. This year, with a focus on helping the victims of the Lahaina wildfire. Your forecast. Look for partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, turning mainly cloudy, there's a slight chance of a sprinkle. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a foggy start, then partly cloudy with low 60s. Rain is likely for a cooler day on Saturday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The American Kennel Club has officially recognized a new breed of dog, the Lancashire Heeler. A rare herding breed is now eligible for thousands of U.S. dog shows, including the prominent Westminster Kennel Club show. With long bodies and short coats that are often black and tan, the solidly built dogs are shaped a bit like a downsized corgi, standing about 1 foot at the shoulder and weighing up to 17 pounds. They also feature what appears to be a smile most of the time. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Boren Talon.
Mornings on KZST. There's a new queen on the air, and her name is Debbie.
I'm drowning. You're tuned in to 100.1. This is KZST.
Are you tired of the same old seafood? Come and try something new at Simmer Claw Bar. Their restaurant serves up the perfect fusion of Vietnamese and Cajun flavors, giving you the best of both worlds. Their Vit Cajun boils are packed with fresh seafood and bold spices, and you'll love their bar featuring 20 craft beers on tap and TVs to catch the game. Come and experience the unique flavors of Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
New year, new you. Making some resolutions for the new year? Grocery Outlet has you covered. If it's eating healthier, check out our fresh produce, our fresh meat section, and our wonderful Nosh section for amazing savings. Maybe your resolution is staying on a budget. Your neighborhood Grocery Outlet is the destination to save on food, everyday items, and to find many great deals on all kinds of products. Whether it's eating better or saving more, Grocery Outlet's got you covered in 2024.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market. Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and you may have read or heard about the latest goings-on in Rohnert Park. Boxes of archived documents and photos from the 50s and 60s were recently discovered, and officials are trying to figure out what to do with them and how to preserve them for future residents. I find it quite fascinating. And now with me is Jake McKenzie, a longtime Sonoma County resident, politician, and the president of Friends of the Rohnert Park Library. Good morning, Jake.
Yeah, I'm good. Good morning to you. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Well, thank you so much. And I have some questions for you because it is really, like I said, fascinating. First of all, tell us what was found, some of the items that were locked away in those storage containers.
Well, what we've found, and we knew of their existence because they'd been ferried around from one storage place to another, but they'd kind of dropped out of sight for 2 or 3 years, and all of a sudden we're over in this old storage unit and off of Southwest Boulevard, and we come across scrapbooks, we come across records of the service district that preceded the incorporation of the city in 1962. We found an old Liberty Bell, which evidently had been in the first council chambers, like I said, back in 1962. And it's really a fascinating record of the people and the documents that were part of the founding of the city and its earlier decades.
I also understand they find some Crushers baseball memorabilia from the baseball team.
We found some Crushers memorabilia. We found a scrapbook of the Rancho Cotati High School band playing at the inauguration of President Jimmy Carter in 1976. We found one of my old political signs from 1996. It takes a brave heart to run for city council.
That is crazy. So, and also, we talked off the air a little bit about you found some documents about the history and the name of Rohnert Park, the history behind the name of it. Was there actually a family, an individual back then named Rohnert?
Yes, and the land that became Rohnert Park was, for a number of decades, the Rohnert Seed Farm, and Waldo Rohnert was the original member of the Rohnert family. They came from the Hollister area down in south of the Bay Area and were involved in agriculture. And in the 20s and 30s, the Rohnert Seed Farm was a very active operation where vegetable seeds were harvested, where flower seeds were harvested, and evidently some of the floral displays, you know, people would get on the train and come through the Rohnert Seed Farm, much to everybody's delight. And then two attorneys, Paul Gullis and Maurice Fredericks, came up with this thought, since the freeway had come through in the middle 50s, that this land could be developed into a new city. right next to Katahdi, and so it became.
Unbelievable. I mean, the things you learn and the things you find. So with all this newfound discovery, the plans and the photos, the maps, all this stuff, what's going to happen? Are we trying to preserve the documents? What's the next step with all this?
Yeah, and this is a good time for me just to say that you announced me as president of Friends of the Roanoke Park Library, which I am, but the working group that we've formed, my wife, Barbara McKenzie, who is Roanoke Park Library Commissioner, myself as a past council member, now involved with the library, Pam Navelli, who is the minister of Faith Presbyterian Church, the oldest church in Roanoke Park, and Tim DeNisi, who was the past president of the now defunct Roanoke Park Historical Society. We are, in fact, meeting this morning to create a more formal organization from our working group, and we have already had dealings with the city of Roanoke Park. The city of Roanoke Park has an intern from Sonoma State's history program who's working on getting all of this collection organized, and the city council at their November 28th meeting said that they very much wanted to make sure that the archives stayed with the city of Roanoke Park. At the moment, they're in our care and possession at the Faith Presbyterian Church, and hopefully we'll have a historical exhibition at the end of February, which we'll be publicizing, so people can take a look at these materials and in many cases hopefully identify some of the people who are not identified in our records. So there's some exciting times ahead. The new mayor of Roanoke Park, Susan Adams, is very interested in possibly a museum at some point in time, but As you know from being a student of government in Sonoma County and local government, the process has to be followed. And if monies are going to be spent by the city, it has to go through their budget process. So we're optimistic that the rediscovery of the archives after being missing in action for a couple of years, that this will lead to much more permanent availability of all of these documents. We're now a city that's over 60 years old, so there really is history in Roanoke Park.
Well, I mean, what a story, such a find. Congratulations, good luck with everything, and hope it gets all into a museum so we can see it. Jake, thank you so much for sharing the story with us today. Always wondered how the name Roanoke Park came to be. Now I have a little more information. We have been talking with Jake McKenzie. He is president of Friends of the Roanoke Park Library. Keep us posted, Jake. And I have a special song. I have a special song for you and all of Roanoke Park.
Well, I'm intrigued as to what the song is going to be.
I don't know if you're...
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is for you and Roanoke Park and your newly found archives. It's by Bruno Mars, and it's called Treasure on KZST.
Bruno Mars and...
Welcome to 100.1. This is KZST.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
More to treat you right, More Home Services.
Win big this January at Graton Resort and Casino. Drive home in a brand new Toyota Tundra in the $150,000 Tundra and Cash Giveaway. Saturday, January 27th. Drawings every hour, 6 to 10 p.m. Get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune Slot Tournament. 40 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Every Thursday now through March 28th. Not yet a Graton Rewards member? Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Attention, Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today.
KZST.
Lucky fact of your existence. Baby, I will climb the empty soul lead to come freckles on your body.
100.1 KZST. And now a feature I call That's So Sonoma County, the Cloverdale Wine Walk, which will add some fun to your weekend because who doesn't want more fun? The event features a ton of businesses in the downtown area that will host wineries and breweries, pop-up vendors, and live music. Yeah, it looks like the party's in Cloverdale, Saturday's Wine Walk. That's so Sonoma County.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I, like my soul's on fire. I wanna stay up all day and all night. Yeah, you got me singing like ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And bend your clothes up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. And we'll say ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And bend your clothes up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. Into the car, on the backseat in the moonlit dark. Wrap me up.